Hey everyone, welcome back to Beacon Babes. I'm Brielle and this is my best friend, Alora.
Hello.
Hey, are you having a great day, Alora?
I'm having a great day. How about you?
Yeah, things have been going really well. I had a really great weekend with my husband and got to spend time with the dogs, and it was so breezy because of this hurricane that's headed our way.
Yeah, it was kind of nice out.
Yeah, I loved it. Did you have a good weekend?
I did.
Yay. Well, it was fun because on Friday night, we got together with Link and Selena, and we were able to give you guys an extra special episode where we talked about the election and Donald Trump and even JFK Jr.
Yeah, that was so fun.
Yeah, it was like a girls' night, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah. So if you haven't watched that episode, well, I should say, if you haven't listened to that episode, you guys should do that. It's really good. It's a lot of fun. It was good. It was good times for us anyways. We just wanted to share it with you. But today we want to get back to talking about the state of America. And I personally feel like the state of America is at a crossroads right now. What do you think, Laura?
Yeah, it's a huge crossroads.
Exactly. I feel like, you know, the mainstream media, they have their own agenda. They're trying, in my opinion, to make us see things from their perspective, which is that there's nothing sinister going on here. There's nothing questionable going on here during this election. Are you kidding me? Biden won it fair and square.
Right.
This is kind of what I wanted to talk to you guys about, is to just, I'm just going to throw a few things that I've observed, and Alora, feel free to chime in on the things that you've observed, and to just encourage everyone to just keep your eyes open and your ears peeled. Is that right? I think I put that backwards. Eyes peeled and your ears open. There you go.
That was better.
Oh my gosh. I have always thought it's highly possible that I'm dyslexic. That might be an example right there. Oh, anyways, good laughs all across the board. But, you know, despite all of these irregularities during the voting process, I mean, it's obvious that there's nothing questionable going on, right?
Right. Nothing.
I was watching Donald Trump speak not too long ago, and I noticed Shepard, you know, the news with Shepard Smith on CNBC. He literally turned down Donald Trump in the middle of talking about the voters' fraud in mid-sentence and started speaking over him.
Can you believe?
I think it's appalling.
It's so appalling. It's disgusting.
Yeah. He literally said what Donald Trump is saying is not true. He said
tens
that.
Of millions of unsolicited ballots without any verification measures whatsoever.
Well, we're interrupting this because what the president of the United States is saying, in large part, is absolutely untrue. He began, and we're not going to allow it to keep going because it's not true. He began with there were legal votes, and if they only count the legal votes, I easily win. If they count the illegal votes, they're trying to steal the election. There is not a scintilla of evidence that this is true.
But what's so upsetting to me is that, why, Shepard? Because you say so? Because listen, I was paying attention to that. I was listening and I wanted to hear what Donald Trump, the sitting president. Yeah, he's still sitting.
Sitting there proud.
I want to hear what he has to say. I don't want to hear what Shepard has to say. And he literally finished off what supposedly Donald Trump was saying. He said it for Donald Trump instead of Donald Trump. Right there, I see him. You're talking over him. And I was just thinking about the average person who might have that on their television, and you know, their kids are whining, you know, that they want something to eat or they need help with something. So they're half hearing what's going on. They're half paying attention to what's going on and missing the point that I just made.
Yep.
And I'm sure, you know, people like Shepard and Big Tech and all of these other, you know, social media people that are changing the narrative, they're betting on people that are completely and utterly distracted by life. And then they're just going to take their word for it. Oh, yeah, that is unfactual. That is ridiculous what Donald Trump is trying to say. He's just such a sore loser.
Well, I mean, if you think about a lot of people, they trust these big name TV stations, these news stations, and they sit and they listen, and that's all they know. So for them, it's truth.
Yes, absolutely. And I think we talked about that in our episode with Link and Selena.
I think so.
But, you know, you guys, he cut off Trump's ability to communicate with the public. That is a travesty in my eyes.
He's President Trump. Our acting president.
Exactly. And instead of allowing him to speak, regardless of what they may think or anyone might think, allowing him to speak is not only the right thing to do, but it's the respectful thing to do. And it's not okay to shape what the public can and cannot think about by refusing to let them listen to what the president has to say.
Absolutely. I agree 100%.
And, you know, please correct me if I'm wrong, but when have you ever seen the media declare a president?
Never.
Because that's what happened. Did I miss something?
Yeah, and that's not their job.
It's difficult for me to see all of these cheers and everybody like celebrating as if they, some evil, horrendous person just got kicked to the curb. Because there's some really crazy things happening that are quite, in my opinion, terrifying for our future.
If it continues on the road the media wants us to believe, you better believe it would be a scary future.
Yeah, I really think so too, because, you know, the Biden-Harris campaign, they want equitable treatment. That means we all end up in the same place. And communism is all about equitable treatment, is it not?
It is.
This eliminates the American dream, 100%. Do people understand? That is what I'm saying when I see people cheering and roaring in excitement. I'm thinking, you understand that, like, there is a strong chance that our ability to work hard and secure an above average life for ourselves is going to be taken away. You guys are cheering for this.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. And in my opinion, this only benefits the lazy people.
Yeah. The hard workers are the ones that are going to be like tossed aside.
Yeah. And like this makes me think of like when kids are in school and they all get the same exact award. There's no honor in talent.
The participation trophy.
Exactly. This is on a way larger scale, obviously. But you see what I'm saying? Like, you know, think about parents who their child, you know, we all have different skills and we all have different strengths and weaknesses and talents and gifts that God gave us. And, you know, like say for me, put me in a place where I have to do softball. Okay. I would be horrible at it. I would have to work extra, extra, extra hard to be good at that. Whereas someone else, it is so easy for them that it comes naturally for them. Now it comes to the end, you know, we've got our tournament or whatever. I'm not even going to know what to say because I don't play sports. So that might sound really funny. Because it's probably not I think it's a playoff anyway. So we're at the playoffs, right? And my parents watched me slave day and night to try to get this right. And they're probably sitting in the stands crying. We're just playing a pretend game here, crying because they saw me working so hard, knowing how difficult it was for me to get to this success. And then this person next to me, it came easy for them, and we all get the same award. There's no merit for talent. It's sad. It creates unfairness, in my opinion. Nothing can separate us more, because being able to strive for things and work hard for things, it makes us unique.
And this would just take away people's dreams.
Yes. You know, people that work harder than others and have unique talents and are different from others are no longer going to be able to strive for their full potential. And in my opinion, people will become depressed. You know, I know I watch my husband sit and, you know, he'll go to his work every day and he works so hard, and they'll sit there and they'll micromanage him to death. Instead of listening to him, instead of hearing him, they literally micromanage him, and they always say what he's doing wrong instead of what he is doing that they like. And then he comes home and he's stressed out. He can't sleep at night. He wakes up and he dreads going to his job. And then he's not having a full, healthy, happy life. This is what these people are cheering for. They're happy about this. I don't think they know.
I don't think they know either. I don't think some of them realize what they're cheering for.
Yeah. So someone who's not going to be working hard is going to be the same credit as someone who is working really hard. That might not seem like a big deal now, but put yourself in that situation and then tell me how you feel.
Right.
I mean, I just don't feel like, just like back to with the kids, people should not be getting awards that they don't even deserve or haven't even earned. And that's exactly where we're headed. Anyways, communistic, society. And then you have this like cancel culture. That's what I wanted to talk about too. That goes along with the same thing. Like, this is where we're headed, you guys. Someone says something that another person doesn't like and they get completely destroyed. Their reputation, their careers, all of this stuff gets ruined simply because their opinion is unfavorable.
And in the world I grew up in, we all get to have an opinion. We all respect each other's opinion and we still like each other at the end of the day.
I don't want someone to be exactly like me. I don't want to be the same as someone else. Mm. I like being unique and I like being different. And I do feel like our world is saying one thing, but then totally doing another. How is this such a cluster? You know what? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're not allowed to be yourself. You're not allowed to have an opinion. You're not allowed to speak up. If it suits the agenda, then you can.
Yep. If you're saying what they want you to say and you're doing what they want you to do, it'll be a happy place, right?
One would think. I mean, big tech is like taking posts and censoring everything.
I like how they put little banners on posts now too.
What do you mean? Like with Donald Trump?
Yeah, like anything that's political or it'll say something about a fact check or the election results are still coming in, or they put their own little blurb on your post.
That's exactly what this Shepherd guy was doing. Like they're taking someone's thoughts and changing it to suit what they want.
Yep.
I'm so confused because for me, that is so obvious. It's like blatantly obvious. It's like a red flag. And I'm like, where are people's intuitions? That's the other thing, like a little screaming inside your belly that says, this is kind of like not okay.
This doesn't feel right.
But maybe it feels okay for people. And that alone confuses me. People should be allowed to express their viewpoints and their ideas. One type of person, one type of viewpoint, dictating other people's viewpoints and ideas. That's exactly what it is. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, do you know who that is?
No.
I believe she's part of the Democratic Party. She was on Twitter making comments and she was saying that she wants to create a blacklist of Trump supporters, because they have viewpoints that she doesn't appreciate. And I'm going to read to you what she said.
I mean, just doesn't that just sound ridiculous? Like, just
yes.
When you speak it, it's like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. But she said, this is what she said. Is anyone archiving these Trump sycophants, which I don't know what a sycophant is, but it almost sounds like psychopath, but whatever, I don't know, for when they try to downplay or deny their complicity in the future? I foresee decent probability of many deleted tweets, writings, photos in the future. Now that just basically confirmed everything I just said.
Right. And we're already seeing like people's tweets get taken down and people's posts get taken down.
But what she's saying, she's a Democrat. So that's a threat.
Right.
That's not, I'm going to stand up for people who are having their tweets deleted and their photos taken away and any of their opinions ripped from them and changed by someone that doesn't like what they're saying. If you don't agree with this chick or the left agenda, you're a problem.
Right.
And then there was a tweet by this chick named Emily Abrams. And this is what she said basically right after the one that I just mentioned. She said, immediately posted, we're launching the Trump Accountability Project to make sure anyone who took a paycheck to help Trump undermine America is held responsible for what they did. join us and help spread the word. And then underneath, she has the Trump Accountability Project. So they actually have one. And it says, we should never forget who helped further the Trump agenda.
Wow.
And that's a double wow. So they're villainizing Trump. It's so scary to me how they're trying to villainize him. They're not letting him speak. They're taking down his tweets. Now they're threatening anybody who follows him. What?
You know, I think in the end, they're the ones that are going to look really bad.
Do you really think that Trump will prevail?
I do. I think he will prevail. And I think slowly but surely, people will wake up. Eventually. Slowly. I mean, we're going to have to show them truth over and over again. Factual truth in your face. But slowly but surely, you'll have a handful wake up. And then you'll have another handful wake up.
I mean, I feel like this is so crazy. You know, in my own personal life, I feel like I've had to literally walk away from people because they were being abusive in this way. In my mind, I felt like, what am I going to have to do? Like, knock them upside the head to get them to realize that they're being abusive and that they would just leave well enough alone. Everybody could be happy. But then I would have to like literally change the mindset of all of these people. And in reality, when you think about it, human beings are so complex because they have their story that they're passionate about. And that's what's so crazy, because people are so passionate about Biden and they're so passionate about Trump. And why? Wouldn't that be interesting? Like, to get one Biden person and one Trump person and find out what makes you so passionate and let them really truly tell their story. That would be interesting just alone.
Yeah.
Because I can get why someone would like Trump. Listen, I know, you know, we obviously, hello, talk about hitting someone over the head. We obviously support Trump, but what about the people that support Biden? You know, maybe they think Biden is doing these really, really good things. And it scares me to think that they are literally being lied to. And our president of the United States currently sitting on the seat, they are gaslighting him. It's scary what they're doing. Yeah. And I feel like this is fascism. And let me read the definition. Authoritarianism, characterized by, okay, these are really big words. Authoritarianism, ultranationalism. Okay, let me try it again. Okay. Authoritarian, ultranationalism, characterized by dictatorial power, forcible suppression of opposition, and strong regimentation of society and of economy. So those are like really big words. They were a little bit hard for me to get out of my mouth. But the sum of it all is that they are strongholding people, society, and suppressing them, just like everything we just talked yeah. about. Please correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like that's what, talk about, you know, not being transparent, which is what Kaylee is saying to everyone, that the Democrats are not being transparent, because I feel like they're trying to say Donald Trump is a fascist.
Right. And it's actually flipped.
Yes. And that's why, like, I want to mention these observations here in our broadcast. These are our observations. Like, these are out there. I'm not making these up. I promise you I'm not making these up. And I just feel like people need to really, really open their eyes. And when you see Donald Trump talking, maybe stop saying, oh, it's Donald Trump. Click it off and walk away, because watch what happens now. This dude just turned down everything our president, like him or not, is saying to you, to the American people. And now Shepard Smith is telling you what the president is saying. Why are you doing that? Why? Do you not want him to say something? Is there something he's going to say that's going to change the people's mind? That's crazy to me. He might say something that a Biden person might raise their eyebrow at, like, say, what did Donald Trump just say?
Right.
So what does the media do? They turn the voice down, and then they say what they want to say instead of Donald Trump saying it. I'm saying this again in a different way because I'm not sure people are getting what I'm trying to say. Okay. And then maybe they're saying you're beating a dead horse, Brielle, because I don't understand the celebrations. I just don't. And then the last thing I wanted to say, just to tie everything together, and then I know you had some real interesting topics to talk about, the Vatican and Donald Trump, so we can finish with that, which is really cool, is Kaylee. You know, she was on today talking about welcome fraud, which is basically what the Democrats are doing. Trump is fighting for the Americans' rights. He really, really is. No denying it. And she is basically saying that the Democrats are trying to keep the observers out of the count room. Okay. Once again, pushing people out who are allowed to have opinion. Like, these people are legally allowed, these poll watchers, they're legally allowed to watch the poll count, and they were blocked from doing so. They were put behind barricades, and they were put completely in the dark. And I know for sure what she was saying is that this happened in a county in Pennsylvania and also a county in Michigan.
And some of them had court orders to come in and be able to watch. And the ones that actually allowed them in, they made them stand like 6 feet away, as if they're going to be able to watch anything. It's 6 feet away.
Well, there is a podcast that I really love listening to, and I won't name it because I do like them. And I think they're good people. And I do still enjoy listening to them. So I was just disappointed to hear, you know, what they were saying. They're basically saying that Donald Trump is a sore loser, you know, making excuses, acting like this isn't a big deal, you know, and that Donald Trump and his party are just kind of making all this stuff up because basically they're sore losers. I was very disappointed because I was thinking, people, do they really think that? If the Democratic Party is not being transparent, that's a problem. And because they actually are not being transparent, then to me, they have something to hide. And I think that that is blatantly obvious in so many different ways.
It's blatantly obvious, but they're still the ones that are going to defend it
by saying things like that. And I have a question, you know, why were they not allowed to observe? Here's what I think is so vile. They're using this pandemic, and she even said this, and turning it into a nationwide electoral epidemic.
That's was vile. Good words for it.
For people to think that, Kaylee comes across to me as a very, very educated, very articulate, very sincere, genuine young woman.
Me too. I adore her. She's one of my favorite people.
Seriously, I wish there was someone like Kaylee when I was a teenager. I definitely would have looked up to her and wanted to be more like her. There was another young woman that was talking too, and I didn't catch her name. But she was also, you know, with the Trump campaign, very articulate, very confident in herself and what she had to say. People were asking her and Kaylee questions, and they did such a great job responding to the negative.
I tell you, they don't even falter.
I would have a very hard time with that. I would get trembly inside. So these women are strong women. I feel like if I had a child, a young girl, I would want her to look at these two women and say, look, these two women, look at how beautiful, confident they are. Look at how they have integrity. Look at how they have class. Look at how people are trying to come down on them in the biggest way possible. And look at how they hold their head up high. These are women. These are men. Beautiful, young, vibrant, intelligent women who I feel like Kaylee today had very positive things to say in the midst of all of this. She was stating what I feel like were facts.
Fox didn't think they were facts, though, did they?
Actually, of course,
no,
again.
Fox knew they were facts, and that's exactly why they shut her off.
So tell me what you observed, because I watched mine on YouTube, so I was able to see the whole thing. But if you actually saw it on physically on Fox, because someone posted it, well, you know what I'm saying? Probably the short portion that we needed to see.
I'll just brief so moments of it, but I did the same thing. I saw parts of it on YouTube, and I saw parts of it posted of the Fox News clip. So I kind of saw both, and I saw it play through, but then I also saw where Fox came on, and it was all like you could see Kaylee talking, but they had shut the sound off and they continued to talk.
People need to pay attention to that. And then, you know, when it happens, is this by accident or is this intentional? It is not by accident. At least what I observed, what I know, what I saw with this Shepard Smith guy, ew. He literally said Donald Trump is not stating facts. I would like to say to you in a debate, how do you know that? All of this information is going to the legislative, the Supreme Court. You, my dear Shepard Smith, are not the Supreme Court. He has his right to say that. That's what's so crazy to me. He can say that and no one's going to say anything, in my opinion. I don't feel like anyone's going to come down on him. But there are people on the internet who believe in Donald Trump and support him. And everything they're saying is getting taken down so that people like Shepard Smith can come in and say whatever they want to say. And people in these voting situations, these poll watchers that are being blacked when they're legally allowed to watch the poll count are also not being allowed to see what's going on. They're not allowed to be heard. In Michigan, it was also Republicans, the same scenario. Poll watchers were intimidated and they were unable to do their job. And I guess they said today, which is Monday. Oh my gosh, do you know the date, Laura?
Today is the 9th.
Okay, so the 9th. They said 4 p.m. today, 2,800 incident reports were submitted. And they'll be turning these into affidavits, they said. But Donald Trump is a sore loser. Republicans are sore losers. No matter where you stand, in all honesty, whether you support Biden or you support Trump, this right there, what I just said about voting, is alarming. People should be able to vote for who they want to be president, and there should be none of these questionable, bizarre ways of people being treated. For example, and this is the last thing I'm going to say about this, please feel free to jump in and, you know, add anything. They said that Biden supporters were applauding when these poll watchers were getting kicked out.
You know, this is a funny thing too. So they're always saying how Trump supporters are so violent. You know, we're the gun-toting, violent ones. Yet who was out in the streets causing a ruckus when the Biden supporters were out cheering? Nobody. There was nobody out causing violence. None of the Trump supporters were out causing violence. Now, had that been flipped and Donald Trump was declared president that night, what do you think would have happened?
That is just such a great question, because I was even thinking this too. Let's say the shoe is on the other foot and, you know, Donald Trump was just a few numbers ahead of Biden. And same scenario, there were these questionable votes. Would Biden just say, I lost. Good job, Trump. No. Could you imagine if the shoe was on the other foot with that? Do you see? We're both saying this. Mm-hmm. We're both thinking this. Are other people thinking that too? It's terrifying. I just don't know where we're all going to stand here moving forward, you guys. I mean, back to kind of what we said when we were speaking with Link and Selena, I think you should pray every day. Pray for our president who's sitting on the throne right now. Pray for humanity. Everything that we've just spoke about is 100% observations. I didn't just make this stuff up. These things are out here on the internet. If you have the time, if you have the heart, if you have the desire, find out more information. There's so many different outlets you can look at, even if Google, even if YouTube, even if Twitter, Facebook, all of the above is trying to take things away. There are other outlets. In fact, I just found out from a friend today that there is a new, I think, social media. It's like a Facebook, and I think it's called Parler. Parler's
a little bit like Twitter.
Okay, it's like Twitter. Tell me what you know about it.
Very similar to Twitter. However, Parler is not censored. They're not taking people's posts down. They're not tagging them. They're not sending out nasty little shame on you notes. It's an uncensored Twitter type platform.
So would you suggest people to go there if they want to get more information and just kind of snoop around a little bit?
I'm finding out just as much information there as I am Twitter.
That's so crazy. I literally just found out about it today.
There's another one now called MeWe. And that one is a little bit more like Facebook, where you can do pictures and things.
Now, do you think they'll get a hold of that and start taking it all away from
supposedly
us?
That is uncensored as well. That's another uncensored platform.
All right, you guys. So there you go. So you heard it here. Those are the places to go. I would say go to those two places first. See what information you can get, because we said, and it is clear, it is definitely uncensored. I did see that today, that this parlor is uncensored. I guess I got it confused, but it's, so it's more like Twitter. You guys make sure that you check that out. I think that would be wonderful. And keep you guys in the know and allow you guys to have your own ideas. Allow you guys to have your own opinions. Don't let the social media tell you what you're supposed to think. Do not allow that. That is not okay. And that is how you protect yourself, is by being observant and seeing, hold on just a second. Whether I like Trump or not, I have a right as an American to hear right. what my president has to say. Because just what if what he's trying to say is something that is going to help you, and guess what? Your children and their future. Absolutely. That's the biggest thing. Do you want your kids to live in a world where they never, ever get to be exactly who they are? They don't get to think for themselves, and they don't even get to like be rewarded for their hard work and their beautiful talents and their wonderful skills that make them unique and special. They're just going to be like everyone else. They're going to have a slap on the hand and say, no, you're gray. You're not hot pink. You're gray. Heartbreaking, isn't it? So why don't you tell us a little bit more hopeful? You know, this is really interesting, you guys, and it's actually true about the Vatican and the Donald Trump and the prophet and the pastor right. Or preacher.
Well, it kind of goes along with, I think we had spoken about one of our podcasts. I think I may have even mentioned that I felt like God was using Trump to change, mm-hmm. make change, and to be the one to take down some of these evil things in the world. He was using him as his soldier, is basically what I had said, I believe. There was a prophecy back in 1983. It's a story about the Vatican, and then it leads to President Trump, so this is kind of cool. There was a father that had heard about this story. And I got this story from LifeSite News. And he wanted to make sure, because he heard it secondhand, he wanted to make sure that he got the story right. And he actually spoke with Claude Curran, who was a psychiatrist friend of the priest who went and visited and found out the information. So he verified the information, is all I'm trying to get to make it. It's a real story. They also had tour guides, even after the story went out, went and verified it himself, because he was kind of skeptic of the story. So anyways, the prophecy was that Donald Trump would become the next American leader to bring America back to God. The prophecy was all the way back in 1983. Now, mind you, this was back when Donald Trump was like America's playboy. So exactly. When this priest heard about this prophecy, he's like, wait, what? Not Donald Trump. You know, he's off with his Hollywood girlfriends. And he's like, yep, many years down the road in the future, he is going to be a leader in America. And he's going to bring America back to God. So they went and dug all this story up. They actually talked to the person who said this, whose name is Zimmer. He was also called the Hermit. The gentleman that had the prophecy moved to an area around the Holy House in Loretto. And this is where the Blessed Mary was. And he literally lived and stayed in the Basilica. And he prayed every day. He attended like 4 and 5 masses a day, and spent his free time praying. I guess the Vatican will open up these doors when he declares a holy year. And when they get ready to close the doors on the holy year, people can donate a brick with an inscription. Because he felt so strongly about the Donald Trump prophecy, he put Donald Trump's name on a brick before they closed the doors, and the brick was put in. Well, any of the bricks that are in get prayed upon over the year. And those bricks get prayed upon until they reopen those doors again. Yeah, so you fast forward to now, and here we have Donald Trump as our president.
I did see that. Obviously, I did see that. And it makes me happy because I saw it a while ago and I was like, shoot, I wonder if I really got all those facts straight. So li now that you've seen it yourself, we did not see it together, then, it's legit. It sounds ridiculous. Like for people who don't like Trump and then just to think of how, listen, Trump isn't perfect, but no one's perfect. And I think that someone like Trump, now being in the position that he's in and hearing this, and if he's the person that's going to lead us to this, which would be such a beautiful thing, this person has to be strong. If you think about Jesus, you think about everything that happened to Jesus leading up to his death and what they did to him. Something good could happen here, and there's a spiritual war, like Selena said in our last episode, on top of a political war. They're gonna take people, and I'm sorry, but they say, Satan, creeps around the earth and whispers in people's ears. If these people aren't strong enough to think for themselves, they're gonna fall into this trap. And all of those people are going to be going after the light. They're going to go after the light and they're going to do what? They're going to try to take the light down. And that's terrifying. Is that too deep? It got really quiet for a second. I was like,
I'm
oh
sorry.
no, I think I just went too deep.
I felt a sneeze coming.
Oh,
But
at the worst time possible.
no.
But seriously, you guys. Like, I mean, look at what happened to Luke Skywalker. Look what he was trying to do. Guys, it is a spiritual war. I have to say, I agree with Selena. That was a really like epic thing that she said. Now, I wanted to see if you could tell me a little bit of some research that you did because you sent me some pictures over text the other day about the worship area of the
Yes.
Vatican. What? It's
Pretty
tell us
crazy
about it.
stuff. So serpents are throughout the Bible, and typically a serpent doesn't mean anything good. And in fact, I looked up after I looked at these pictures and I watched this little video, I looked up some meanings of the serpent, and the serpents are symbols for an enemy or Satan. Typically, when you see something represented with a serpent and it's Bible related. If you look up pictures of the audience hall at the Vatican, it's very reptilian. The structure of the building, when you're standing in the building, if you happen to look out from where the Pope stands and you look out into the audience, there's two windows, one on each side. They're kind of an oval-shaped window, and they look like eyes. And then when you look further and you look overhead, it looks like scales. It looks the way the ceiling is, it looks like scales and scales down the wall. And from the audience where the Pope stands, it looks like he's standing in between fangs of a serpent.
And isn't there a god, like a sun god or something in there too?
I'm not sure if there's a sun god. Some of the things that were in this video, there was five symbols that they saw right away. The Pope's audience hall, what looks like there's a giant serpentine monument in the hall. It's in what's they call the Pope the Fourth Hall or Pope's Audience Hall. The building itself was built in 1977 and it's all reinforced in concrete. From the inside, it looks like a reptilian face or a serpent's face with eyes, scales, and fangs. And there is,
It
it
really
truly
looks like
does.
that.
Like once you see it, you're never gonna unsee it again.
It really looks like that. She's not making this up.
The outside of the building, if you look at an aerial view of the building, it looks like a snake's head. You know how the shape of their head is? It's kind of wide and then it goes narrow and it's kind of got like a rounded nose. The whole outside building from the rooftop looks like a snake head. Okay, so and then there was some symbology to some of this. So if the Pope is standing up where it looks like the reptile's mouth and there's fangs and he's standing in between these two fangs, it almost represents he is the voice of the serpent when he is speaking. And then when people are sitting in the seats and he's looking out. It's like he's looking out inside the reptile or the serpent, and they are the food. They are being they're being fed to the serpent. So there's like the symbology of that too.
Oh my gosh. So if people want to look these photos up, what kind of verbiage would they use to get those images?
I just looked up the Pope's audience hall. I looked up images of the Pope's audience hall.
Okay.
And found it at the Vatican.
Now, I mean, people might say, well, in one term, you're saying, you know, Donald Trump has a cement block inside the Vatican. Then another term, you're saying the Vatican is evil and blah, 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 blah.
I know, crazy.
Exactly. In all honesty, I feel like it's two separate things.
Yeah, I do too.
Because we're talking about the Vatican and their entity. This is a prophet that had a vision about Donald Trump and how he was supposed to do good.
Right.
And obviously people think that the Vatican is supposed to be good, you know, godly.
Right.
Or they wouldn't go there.
One of the last observations he made, and this kind of leads into what you're saying right now, is there's no Christian cross in the entire building. There's no real Christian symbolism in this whole building. But
wow.
Supposed to be a holy building. Pretty crazy. Behind where he stands, even, there is this big bronze statue that's supposed to be the resurrection. And it looks like Christ is being resurrected from a nuclear bomb. It's creepy and scary looking. He looks demonic almost. His face is half torn off. He has wings on his back. And everything surrounding him is really, really creepy. And they're saying that that's like a direct corruption of symbolism, a corruption of the meaning of Christianity.
That is so scary. And you think about it, another example of how you need to open up your eyes and see what you're actually looking at, because that's deception. Like, that is mass deception.
Yeah.
And they're trying to discuss Jesus all the while you're sitting in the midst of all of this stuff that, like, are symbols of the devil. That's insane.
Right.
That's absolutely insane. Go ahead.
I want to do some more research on all of this. I just watched a quick little thing and took some notes, and it matched the pictures I had pulled up,
mm-hmm.
which was pretty interesting. But I want to dig deeper.
I say I'll continue looking at Ghislaine Maxwell. I mean, we talk about all this. I feel like, you know, even though Ghislaine Maxwell, this whole thing, that is highly serious as well. But this whole thing with the presidency, to me, takes major precedence. But I will keep researching that throughout the rest of this week until you meet with us again. And then Alora, and I'll do this too. Let's delve into this Vatican. Let's delve into this for our next broadcast.
Okay.
It's interesting conversation nonetheless, regardless of what anybody thinks. And again, everyone has a right to their own opinion. We right. don't all have to think the same, guys. We really don't. And you can respect someone else's opinion. You can have healthy debates, and you can still go about your business and still like each other at the end of the day. It's when things like this happen is when it gets ugly.
Right.
Well, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in and listening. We're so grateful for you. If you like this broadcast, we would be so grateful if you would tell people about Beacon Babes. Hey, give it a listen. Check us out on Twitter. Connect with us there. We love to hear what you have to say. You have an opinion, and your opinion matters. But be kind. Be loving. Come from a place of uplifting. That's what we want. That's what this world needs.
I have a challenge.
Bring it.
I would like all of our listeners to spend the next 7 days, every day, do something that spreads the light.
Yes. Even if that means opening up the door for someone, or just telling someone, hey, you know, I really like your outfit, or something like that. I don't know. It starts small if it's hard for you to do. I want to check out Parler. I'm going to check that out this week, you guys. And I want you guys to do the same so you can get the information that you deserve to have. But you guys, thank you again. Tune in next week. God bless you all. Alora, do you have anything to say in parting?
No, other than I can't wait to talk to you guys next week.
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for listening to us. And we can't wait to chat with you again next week at 10 a.m. on Tuesday. Until then, everyone, God bless.